Before he knows aught of what it is to be in Christ, he can know himself acquitted and accepted. But he is then led on to know the vital connection, and to understand that as real and complete as was his participation in Adam's disobedience with the death, as well as the sinful nature that followed on it, is his participation in Christ's obedience, with both the righteousness and the obedient life and nature that came from it. Let us see and understand this. Through Adam's disobedience, we were made sinners. The one thing God asked of Adam in paradise was obedience. The one thing by which a creature can glorify God or enjoy His favor and blessing is obedience. The one cause of power sin has got in the world and the ruin it has wrought is disobedience. The whole curse of sin on us is owing to the disobedience imputed to us. The whole power of sin working in us is nothing but this, that as we receive Adam's nature, we inherit his disobedience. We are born the children of disobedience. It is evident that the one work a Christ was needed for was to remove this disobedience, its curse, its dominion, its evil nature and workings. Disobedience was the root of all sin and misery. The first object of his salvation was to cut away the evil root and to restore man to his original destiny, a life in obedience to his God. How did Christ do this?